Each year we bring out the Advent wreath, a lighting of candles, something symbolic that has taken place over many generations. Differing worship traditions give different symbolic meaning to the candles. For some, it's the characters of the nativity scene, one being lit on the four Sundays before Christmas Day. In our tradition, that's what we do. We light the red four candles. And then on Christmas Day, in celebration, we light the white candle, a recognition of Jesus' birth. But the first candle is the candle of hope. Over many years, the people of Israel were governed by other authorities, and yet they still had hope, hope that one day God would send a Redeemer to free them from bondage. Tonight, as we gather, there are still many who live in hope that their lives will be changed, finding employment, finding a place to live, seeking friendship, finding somewhere, some way to alleviate loneliness, wondering if God has abandoned them. But God has promised us abundant life through Jesus Christ. Christ is our hope. And so we pray for hope for those in our world today who are struggling. And the second of the candles is about peace. It represents the angels, and angels remind us of peace. We have sometimes the imaginal of, you know, angels floating around somewhere above us. And why not? Because when we see that, we see and feel that sense of peace. For peace was the message the angel spoke. The angel himself did not bring peace, but referred to the peace which we can all experience through a relationship with God through Christ Jesus. When we receive his word, we can know peace. And the third candle is referred to as joy. It's also referred to as the candle of the shepherds. It refers to joy because that was what they experienced sitting out in the field that night, when suddenly an angel of the Lord came down amongst them. And he says they were filled with joy. They realized that God had now fulfilled his promise of a Savior. As much as they were filled with joy, they were also filled with fear and apprehension. But there was something within them that was transformed. And the response to that joy was to go and spread good news to all they came into contact with. They went and visited at the stable. They were the lowly people. The lowly people. They weren't the kings or the upper lot of the day. God chose humble shepherds, those who sat out in winter nights caring for their sheep. And the fourth candle symbolizes the offering of praise. And this is so often associated with the gifts of the Magi. These were men from the east who had observed a star, a new star in the sky. And they committed themselves to following the star, to try and seek out its meaning. And these were intelligent human beings. They displayed their true wisdom in seeking Christ and in humbling themselves before him in an act of worship and praise. They brought precious gifts of gold, of frankincense, and myrrh. The Christ child was worthy of all those things, but the Christ child would not have sought them for himself. But Jesus, as he grew, became humble, even to death on the cross. And of course, the final candle represents the Christ child. It's only through Christ that we can find hope, peace, joy, and true wisdom. In Jesus, we find all these things, but we also find something else as well. We find real love, for Jesus loves each and every one. We live in a commercialized world. the world of buying and giving, we so often find ourselves in somewhat hopeless situations. When I say to Sandra, what would you like for Christmas? She says, I don't know. When I say to the girls, what would you like for Christmas from Mum and Dad? I don't know. The gift that we could give is the gift of Jesus Christ himself. We could get out of that frustration and that confusion. But we want to give gifts. We want to give gifts. We want to celebrate. It is a time of celebration. In some ways, we should always have a birthday candle, shouldn't we? Because it is the birth and birthday celebration of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly, so Scripture tells us. So as we look at the candles and as we remind ourselves through this coming week, let us remember that Jesus is the light of the world. He came that we might experience the light. And that light is on offer to us all. So as you prepare yourselves in all the things that you will do this week, all the things that need to be got, and we are all worried about what we're going to be told we can and can't do, may the light of Christmas shine in all your lives and meet your needs. The only true light is Jesus Christ, the light of the world.